Was the first airplane created in ancient Egypt? That's next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
These days, one doesn't have to wait very long before he hears some nonsense about how flight, or more recently space travel, are but stages in man's evolutionary development. As Christians, we know that when Adam, the very first man, is described as perfect, he is perfect in every way. This probably explains why Scripture says that within man's first few generations on Earth, the arts and the sciences were flourishing. In 1898, an object which was thought to be a small wooden model of a bird was discovered. The unremarkable find was tossed into a box marked Wooden Bird Models. It was rediscovered in more recent times, and the Egyptian Ministry of Culture set up a special panel to study the object. And as a result of that study, the object is now on display in the Cairo Museum today as the centerpiece of a special exhibit. It is now officially labeled as a model aeroplane. The plane's design shows that it was an excellent glider, and with a small engine, it could carry huge loads because of the unique design of its wings. This 2,200-year-old model aeroplane had wings which angle slightly downwards at the end, exactly the same improved wing design which was first used in modern times on the supersonic Concorde. Everyone agrees that man has always been interested in flight, but now it looks like we creationists were right. Man has always been smart enough to do something about his interest in flight as well.
For a printed transcript of today's program, visit our website at creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.